Oh, that's lovely. They finally got together, and it only took them 1 hour and 23 minutes. And one heck of a movie-themed adventure, of course. They really make it hard for us real-world lads to compete, you know? Can you imagine having to secure a horse-drawn carriage, marching band, and a hot air balloon to tell your best friend that you want to kiss her every day for the rest of your life? Would I ever do it? All that? I don't know if I'd be able to manage it. I mean, the hot air balloon would be a bit of a stretch. I know. I suppose it would, for the right person, of course. I mean, it's a huge risk when it's someone who's essential in your life. Maybe that's why they need to do all those dramatic things, to communicate the importance of it. Because it's so easy to bump into someone in a coffee shop and then fall into bed. Yeah, after like 4 or 5 espressos, could zip through the conversation and right through the movie plot in a few seconds, and boom, 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 it's over. But a friendship, carefully built and nurtured over time, I feel like there's so much more to be lost or gained when you try to make it into something else. I think of it like repotting a plant. You pull it up by the roots and you put it somewhere new, giving it a chance to thrive and become something better. But you risk it not working and the plant dying, when it might have been just fine in its little pot all the while, you know? Even if it had never grown to what it could have been. Yeah, I suppose I have. I've given it some thought. I mean, one should be prepared if the season comes round where natural progression is repotting. Is that a word? With you? I'm sure you're teasing me now. A serious answer. I'm going to be really honest. Of course, I've thought about it. But in the beginning, it might have been something that I'd have risked. But now, well, now, you're just too much of a part of my life. We're intertwined, you know. I don't think many people can say they've gone through life and found so true and dear a friend as you. And if I lost you, our roots have grown together, you know. And to pull them apart, there would be a terrible hole that I would never be able to repair. Aye, it may well be a doom and gloom outlook. Should I have a different perspective? Am I being too half glass foolish? Is that something too? That maybe you and I have grown together in our little pot, that our roots are woven together and stronger than we'd be apart. And if we move together into a bigger pot, we thrive. Do you think this is what would happen? I've been waiting to do that my whole life. Come here. It should be beautiful. Maybe we should take the time. Let those roots flourish. Your breasts against my chest. Give me a like a root. I want to be buried in you. Your fingers in my look. Don't go, please. I know, but didn't I tell you that it would be awful to separate? Broken roads, potted soil everywhere. Stay a little while longer. Let me hold you a bit more. My arms are used to you being in them now. There's no help for it. And my lips are yours now too. Perhaps we could call off from our days today. Give our plant time to settle in to its new pot. I don't have a movie plot in mind, and I've no horses or marching band. I don't know how to fly a hot air balloon or even blow one up. I don't think I have the lungs. But I do know. I do know what every fiber of my being, that I want to kiss you every day for the rest of our life. And it all starts today. It all starts from now.